Musical Picture. WCHS, in cooperation with the Junior League of Charleston and the Kanawha County School System, presents Musical Pictures, a program heard in the first, second, and third grades of Kanawha County Schools. Teachers use study guides to supplement their program as children express their reactions with drawings, poems, or similar projects. Musical Pictures is heard twice each Wednesday at 9:45 a.m. and at 2:15 p.m. to accommodate schools with split sessions. Today's program is entitled The Carnival of the Animals and was written by Martha Ness. And now, let's listen to The Carnival of the Animals. And here is your narrator, Ned Scaff.
Hello, boys and girls. Well, today we're going to listen to some music about the birds and the animals of the woods. Now, some of the birds and animals we're going to talk about do not live in our area, but perhaps you have seen them in the circus or the zoo or in pictures in magazines. Maybe your teacher has some pictures which she will show you in school today. Well, it's time for us to begin. You know, many people have written music and stories and poems about animals and birds. In fact, one composer, Camille Saint-Saëns, a Frenchman, liked birds and animals so well that he wrote a whole group of pieces about them and called it The Carnival of the Animals. One of these pieces is named Elephant. Have you ever seen an elephant? So big, so heavy, and so awkward. Because elephants are so big, they are sometimes used in the circus to help do the very heavy work. When they walk, they sway very slowly from side to side, while their long trunks swing back and forth and their great ears flop. Can you imagine an elephant dancing? In the circus, perhaps, with a ruffled skirt tied around his middle. Well, listen to this little poem about the elephant, and then the music, and find out what the elephants are doing.
Elephants are useful friends, equipped with handles at both ends. They have a wrinkled, moth-proof hide. Their teeth are upside down, outside. If you think the elephant preposterous, you've probably never seen a rhinoceros.
Did you like that one? That's good. Now, one of the loveliest pieces of music in the Carnival of the Animals is called The Cuckoo in the Depths of the Woods. Now, we don't have cuckoos in this country, except the kind that pop out of clocks. Some of you probably have a cuckoo clock at home. At any rate, the cuckoos, like the one in this music, are pretty little birds with ash gray wings and long tails. Their breasts are white with brown stripes, and their beaks are long and curved. English poets have loved them just as musicians have, because their sweet song is one of the first to be heard in the springtime. Listen now, and you can hear The Cuckoo. You know, one of the funny pieces in the Carnival of the Animals is the one about the kangaroo. Kangaroos, you know, are those queer little animals that live in Australia, way over on the other side of the world. And if you want to sound very smart, you can call them marsupials, which simply means that kangaroos carry their children around in a little pocket or a pouch until they are old enough to walk. Oh, no, I don't mean walk, because all self-respecting kangaroos move in great leaping bounds, don't they? Well, this is what Faisal thought of them. Does it sound like kangaroos to you? Have some music about another bird. This time it's the swan. Did you ever see a swan? It is so white, with a long, graceful neck and bold black eyes. How majestically it sails over the water, so very sure that no other bird is half as glorious. No wonder that composers have tried time after time to capture that beauty. Thank you. that's all of our part for this week's program. Now it's your turn. You're to put down on paper any picture that the music made you see, either the figure drawing kind or the word picture, and then give it to your teacher. Now let's see. Today you've heard about elephants. Cuckoo, the kangaroos. Haven't they made some pictures for you? Hurry up now and put them down on the paper. And don't forget that next week we'll have some new pictures for you. Until then, goodbye and good luck with your pictures.
This has been Musical Pictures, the first in a series of programs for the 1964 in-school listening season. Musical Pictures are presented by WCHS in cooperation with the Junior League of Charleston and the Kanawha County Board of Education. They're heard in the first, second, and third grades of Kanawha County schools, with teachers using study guides to supplement these programs as children express their reactions with drawings, poems, or similar projects. Today's program was entitled Carnival of the Animals and was written by Martha Nett and produced by Joe Ferris for WCHS, Jackie Blankenship for the Junior League, and Virginia Kelly of the Board of Education. Next week will be the second in a series of programs of Musical Pictures. It will be entitled Frederick Chopin, a script rewritten by Ruth Gardner. Musical Pictures is heard twice on Wednesday at the morning at 9:45 and in the afternoon at 2:15 to accommodate schools with split sessions. Musical Pictures is another free educational presentation of WCHS News Radio 580, Charleston, West Virginia.